Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, black people?
There you go. Golly, I tell you. This Negro spiritual that is on this phone is a hot mess. What's up, homie?
I'm saying, man. I was just taken aback by, you know what I'm saying? Sounded like, what was that movie with fucking Idris Elba and Regina King and
the Western?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Right, it sounds like that chick juke joint. You know what I'm saying? Like we were there for a second.
Okay.
That's how I thought we were at. My daddy said you.
It's a country song within the world. Oh, deadly.
My bad. Dad didn't say shit. That nigga said, gotta go.
Yeah, that nigga said, I gotta go. Whoop, gotta go. You know, what is that? Whoop, time to go. That's what it said. On some toast, that's his piano. On the telephone.
Yeah, because my daddy was a pianist. He had the pianist. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm so weak. Hey, y'all. It's Friday. It's me and Ron. That's what we do. We here. Yep. We come in on time. We come start some shit. Shut this shit down. So that was
if you don't sound more motherfucking enthusiastic than that, nigga, me and you will be moving some furniture. Yep.
Okay, what?
Me and Ron. This nigga over
yep,
here. He showed up.
Like, hey, like, what do you expect?
Yeah,
ladies,
you better sound
man,
some fucking enthusiasm
on.
In your voice.
And that's fine.
You make it sound like I'm fucking, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
yesterday's bread or some shit.
No, you are today's bread, freshly baked.
I mean, you can't eat me because I'm gluten, but I mean... At least I know I smell good.
Yeah.
Do I smell buttery?
Not buttery. No, not right, buttery. But like, my grandma's fresh wheat brilliant. My grandma don't make it no more because my grandma's gotten older, so my grandma don't cook like she used to. Listen. Listen.
Yo, I'm can I keep it a buck with you right now? You right. Just threw me in a motherfucking time warp. Because my grandmother didn't make bread, right? But my great-grandmother made bread. And when you just said that, I just remembered cutting through that hot baked bread and putting some butter on that shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
My grandma's 95, and she doesn't cook anymore. Like, she's like, my grandma would make homemade bread every Sunday. Every Sunday. And it would be enough to last all week long. And as kids who used to go there, we used to go there in the summertime. She was still doing it in the summertime. You know, it's hot as fuck in Virginia in the summertime. And she would still make it, and she would make what I don't know what the concept of this meal was, but like for breakfast, like during the week, it would be like, you know, y'all have cereal. You got some chocolate, you got some cornflakes in there and some Raisin Bran. It wasn't no cute cereal. You know, so she didn't do that. She, it would be Raisin Bran or cornflakes. Pick one. But on Sunday morning,
that's
she would fry chicken.
That's it.
Say what?
That's all we needed. Listen, you get the regular shit, or you get a little bit of fruit with it. That's the Raisin Bran.
Oh, you're not eating with the Raisin Bran. So on Sunday, she used to fix fried apples and fried chicken, and, you know, she would have the fresh-made bread. For whatever reason, that was the best Sunday breakfast in the whole wide world. The concept of that morning breakfast did not make sense to me, but it was good.
What do you mean it doesn't make sense? It makes perfect sense. What are you talking about?
I don't know. It would be like, yeah. It would never be like eggs, bacon, sausage. It would never be that. It would always be.
Mm-mm. So you don't get it. You don't get it. I see why you don't get it, though. I see why you don't get it. I see why you don't get it.
I don't get it.
Okay.
Okay, tell me about it.
So what? Sister Kitty. What you don't realize is that the apple represents your health. You ever heard the wise wisdom of an apple a day keeps the doctor away? So the apple's for your health.
Okay.
You didn't get that. See, and also we got to talk about the bread. We have to be financially secure. So the bread is the money, baby. The bread is the money. And when you're healthy and you got money, what do you do? You travel. So that's why the chicken crossed the road. See, the chicken crossed the road because the chicken was traveling, sister. See, you gotta be healthy. You gotta get the money.
What?
And then you got to travel.
What the hell?
That wasn't it? No.
I got the apple shit. I got the apple. I got the bread. But that chicken? Nigga, get the fuck out of here. Right here.
Chicken was traveling. Chicken ain't just crossed one road. Chicken crossed a couple roads. You think a chicken stopped on one road? Chicken only crossed one road? No, chicken crossed a couple roads, nigga. Chicken was traveling. Traveling chicken.
Why are you in the middle of the road? No, so the chicken wouldn't. Okay, so the chicken would actually really be fresh chicken. It wouldn't be chicken bought from the store because grandma lived on the farm. So we had chicken, hog. So even when we did have eggs, they would be from the chicken coop. She's like, go out there and give me some eggs. Or she would kill a chicken and cook them a little cook up. So, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you. That sounds like a real country breakfast. Because the first thing I think about like, you know how they have the apples in the morning, you know what I'm saying? The baked apples with the, like, Cracker Barrel, places like that. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that.
but my grandma's was better. I don't like Cracker Barrel that much, but my grandma's was better.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna stop going to them. You know what I'm saying? But nigga, they got that. They don't serve my fish no more. They used to have catfish. They don't serve that no more.
They did. So they did. You have catfish, and they do not serve that anymore.
Nigga, the catfish for breakfast in the morning with some eggs and some grits and that biscuit and that little hash brown souffle they had.
I don't like that hash brown souffle stuff. I don't like it. It's got onions and stuff in it, so I don't eat it.
See, even when I go to Waffle House, I got to get my hash brown smothered, covered in cat.
No.
Onions, mushrooms, and cheese.
No.
No?
No. No onions.
Well, then that's you, nigga. You eat yours your way, I eat mine my way. You ain't eating off my plate
that's
anyway,
fine.
Nigga. Mother covered in cat.
I sure am not. Nope. I don't want none. I don't even want none.
All right, what are we talking about tonight, Kitty?
Okay, well, while we're here, we were going to drink and stuff. Why is there no working in the park? Y'all ain't got nothing to do with y'all weekend? What the hell?
What the hell?
I need to get my break done. But anyway, sorry. We're here. We're going to talk about, the things that we learned in elementary school, high middle school, and high school. Like, this certain shit. Like, what lessons did we learn? What did our formative years teach us? Were we necessarily prepared for all the shit that we was about to endure going into college or off into the world? Or no? So that's what we're talking about tonight.
Our formative years, you said.
Our formative years. Our formative years. Yeah.
I mean, all
what
right.
Did we learn?
So, let me ask you a question to start us off.
Uh-oh.
At what age did you start schooling? Like, outside of the home learning, what age did you start that?
I was in kindergarten. Oh, no. I went to Head Start. So I was in school at 4.
Okay.
Because my grandma.
So I also went to Head Start, right? All right, I'm sorry, your grandma. Mm-hmm.
So my grandma, this is my grandma who has passed, the rest of her little sweet folks, because she was the sweetest. She was a Head Start teacher. So I actually started learning way before 4, but that when I started going to school. I went at 4. I didn't even go to daycare like that. I just went to Head Start.
All right, we're going to start learning at 3-4 years old.
Okay.
Outside of the home. I mean, because grandma was the Head Start teacher, so she was doing this to you at 2 and 3 years old.
Mm-hmm. So outside of the home.
I remember starting Head Start at 3 years old.
Okay.
The Head Start 3, pre-K at 4, and first grade at 5. So I remember certain things at that Head Start I still have memories of. All right, so that's our baseline, about 3 years old. So about 3 years old, we start getting introduced to outside learning. How the fuck did that affect our lives, you think? All right, so we started at about 3, and then we go to...
Don't forget
you
Dre's here, too.
In what year?
Don't forget Dre is here, too.
What up, Dre?
What's up?
Oh, Lord.
I'm good. I can't complain, bro. Yo, all right, so you know what we're talking about, right, Drake?
Yes, sir.
What age did you start learning outside of school?
I went straight to kindergarten because where I'm from, them fuckers said that my mom was making too much fucking money to send me to here. So it was some bullshit. So I went to kindergarten, but my aunt, Wanda was teaching me, you know what I'm saying, when I was like 3 or 4. And then
okay, so we all started about the same age. All right, so about 3 or 4. And Dre, what age did you start college at or graduate high school? What age did you graduate high school?
Well, I graduated when I was 19 because my mom and pops had went through a big-ass divorce, and we moved to this damn, it's like a little camp or something for women that's going through divorce and trying to get away from their husband and all this other bullshit. So I did like 2 years of homeschool from the sixth grade to the seventh, and then when we moved back home, they said the shit didn't count, so they put me back fucking 2 grades.
All right, I got you. In the future, you don't have to explain your stupidity. I'll just accept it. I'm stupid. Don't pay me. So, Imaj, yourself, what age did you graduate high school?
I graduated high school at 18.
All right. So I graduated at 17. So from 3 to about 19, all right, are those years that we're talking about. What the fuck did we learn between 3 and 19? Wow.
Nigga. Okay, so if you want to look at, like, if we want to look at the life lessons and just lessons, like, or things that we realize, like, yo, this, I think this is what I want to do when I get older.
All right, so let's start at our early years. What's the earliest memory you have of learning outside school? What did you learn? All right, let me go.
Okay, you go.
I remember in third grade. I remember at 3 years old in Head Start, I remember having a motherfucking fight. I don't remember what the fight was over. For some reason, I do remember it was a little yellow boy. And I do remember that the Head Start was like upstairs on top. On the first floor was a shoe store, and upstairs on the second floor of this building was the Head Start. And I remember there, my mother used to take me there. So what I learned from that is I learned that if somebody hits you first, you hit them back, because I remember not getting in trouble. I remember not getting in trouble at 3 years old because somebody hit me and I hit them back and it was okay. So that was one of the first lessons that I learned about reciprocity. Who next? Nobody next?
What?
Nobody learned?
Oh, okay. First, my earliest memory. Oh, gosh. Oh, dang. Oh, hella. Dang, you know how much stuff I got in my brain?
Yeah, about 17 things.
17,000 things. Add them up. 17,000. 955.
You stupid.
That's 2,955. Such an even number.
Right.
So, I want to say I was about, I had to be about 4 or 5. And that's when I knew that I wanted to dance. I like dancing. So my mom had put me in a dance class. And I have pictures of said recital. I remember my recitals. And I remember taking the pictures for them. And everything. Like, I can tell you, like, oh, this is what we were doing, and this is, yeah. I remember my recitals. It was at our first recital was like at this high school that's way out, and I remember having to drive so far to go to it because it was at Western Guilford. Keep in mind, I lived in the eastern side of the county, so driving across the county was a thing. But yeah, I remember those, my dance recitals. Like I said, I started dancing about No, it was earlier than that. I had to be like 3 or 4 because it was while I was in Head Start. Before I was in Head Start, I started dancing.
Look at you and your talented ass. I'm scared of you, bitch.
I've been telling it all my life, bitch. I've been telling you all my life.
Okay, please, Dre, go. Dre, please say something and stop us from talking.
Wow, y'all something. Man,
listen.
So you said listen. I thought you were about to say something else.
No.
Man. Well, I'm about like wrong. I got into a scrap. And yeah, and I thought that I was going to get my ass beat because I was told not to fight. But this little fucker kept fucking with me. And so when I found out that I wasn't going to get a whooping, that like, you know, I was like, okay, well, maybe I can beat motherfuckers up. And not get in trouble all the time, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, fuck it. Like, he say something to me, I'm just going to hit this motherfucker out the blue. But then I learned, you can't put your hands on everybody first.
That's a very important lesson to learn, good man.
Yeah, it really is.
All right. So, boom. So now we're going to put this shit to the test real early in this conversation. Did you ever put your hands on anybody first again in life? Or did you learn your lesson?
Oh, no, I did. I put my hands. This motherfucker named Tony Anderson. This motherfucker got on my goddamn.
This ain't learned the lesson. This
motherfucker lived next door to me. Like, he was, and to this day, this son of a bitch is still fucking irritating as hell. Like, if I see him, he'll swear up and down that he used to beat my ass. And this motherfucker, I remember like it was yesterday. So this is where your parents, one would tell you not to do something, but the other one would tell you to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom was like, just ignore him. Don't say nothing to him. So I'm trying to ignore this motherfucker. But my dad was like, if he hits you, knock his ass the fuck out. Pick up something and knock his ass the fuck out. So it was this little bitty ass fucking like a corner of his brick, right?
This motherfucker. Not corner of a brick.
Yeah, it was like, you know how you down like a brick or break or whatever? And this motherfucker kept fucking with me, man. And he walked off and I pissed that motherfucker, hit that son of a bitch dead in the back. And then I took off running while he was falling. And I'm in wrestling mode. So I'm thinking, okay, drop kick. I missed the goddamn drop kick and fucked around and landed on the goddamn brick. So both of us think I tell the motherfucker hurting because of the damn brick.
Mom.
And then my mama proceeds to beat my ass. And then I told daddy what happened. But the dude started it. Like, this nigga would start shit every fucking day. Like, he had to fight every day. Like, this motherfucker was irritating as fuck. Like, he was my bully. And I had to fight this motherfucker all the time. That's why I was like, parents used to confuse the fuck out of me. One would say don't do it, the other would say we'll do it.
I ain't gonna lie. I could see how that could be confusing. And as a child, I really could see how that could be confusing. But as a parent, if my child is intelligent enough to pick up a rock and hit somebody with it and hurt them with it and not have to hurt themselves, but then at the same time stupid enough to run behind this motherfucker and try to kick them and miss them but fall and hurt themselves on the same rock that they threw, then yeah, I think I would beat your ass too. Because how the fuck did you fuck that up, Dre? The nigga was like,
man,
I'm a dinosaur.
Nigga, he was falling forward. And then while he was falling forward, I jumped and missed every bit of his ass. Like, he was falling, and then I'm in the air. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That nigga was falling. And he can't get up.
Okay, we're going to move on. We're not going to pass judgment because I did some dumb shit as a child, too. We're just not talking about it right now. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That was funny. All right. Mm. So boom. All right. Second grade. I remember second grade. What I learned from second grade is that teachers is niggas too. What do I mean by that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you got this.
Second grade, I'm going to PS 316. That's right there on Classen Ave. And that's in the hood, all right? Up to second grade, I went to school in the hood. In third grade, I started going to school with them crackers, right? So in second grade, teacher, her name is Miss Laura Peacock, Miss Peacock. Miss Peacock was hood. How I know Miss Peacock was hood? Because Miss Peacock and my aunt, Azalea Bethea, were motherfucking friends. Wait a fucking minute. My aunt ain't never did nothing educational. How the fuck does she got a friend that's a teacher? How the fuck do you, where did y'all paths cross? All I know is that my aunt used to take me to her friend house with her all over Brooklyn. One day my aunt took me to fucking her friend house. We end up at Miss Peacock's house. How the fuck am I looking at Miss my teacher and she got a son that's my age is cool as shit. So now her son and me is friends. I'm like, oh shit, this is my motherfucking second grade teacher. And she a regular motherfucker. Up to that point in the second grade, I had thought that teachers was something that was just like, oh no, they're different. But you realize, like, nah, nigga, they regular motherfuckers too. And I know Miss Peacock was smoking weed because I smelled the smell from her and my aunt was together. I know Miss Peacock, they wasn't drug testing.
I had a teacher smoke weed and she bought it from my uncle.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
All right,
me and my uncle, Roger, he had just got this motorcycle and shit. I'm riding in the back. And he supposed to be my babysitter. This motherfucker pulled up at my teacher's house. We pulled up at the crib. I didn't know where the fuck we was at. That bitch came out there and bought a damn dime from his ass. And I was like, I'm sitting there. I'm like, wait a minute. This is this stinking ass shit that my uncles be smoking all the time. He always selling it. And they don't sell it. It ain't no cigarette because they don't sell it at the store. Man, she was fried as hell. And she made sure every time she seen me, I come to class. Don't be telling nobody I was talking to your uncle about my medication. Bitch, that ain't no medication. That's reefer.
Not reefer.
Did she really say my medication?
She said my medication, dog. I never get
that.
That
bitch,
was fucking,
I'm
that
done.
Was fucking third. No, that was fourth grade. I never get that shit. Miss Wells. I never get that shit. Old white lady.
Mm. Oh, white lady.
Yep, an old white lady. My name was
his
Miss
uncle
Wells.
Was making that money, baby.
Yeah, and we used to call her Miss Skunk because she had a big-ass gray, like her hair was like, her damn birthmark was her hair. And right down the middle of her hair was like a big-ass gray streak, not right down the middle, and the rest of her hair was black. So we used to call her Miss Skunk.
So the first thing I started thinking was calling Miss Skunk.
She was smelling.
Because the bitch. No, because the bitch was smoking chocolate skunk. Because she was smoking from his uncle. She was smoking that skunk. But then I started thinking, the bitch is looking like Daphne from motherfucking Scooby-Doo. Who the fuck is your fucking teacher that looked like a fucking cartoon character from the fucking early 80s, nigga?
She used to look like motherfucking Herman the Monster's wife on the Monster.
I'm done.
What was her name?
Elvira?
Yep.
No, that's not Elvira, but Elvira looked like a... What was Herman Munster's name? Mrs. Munster. I don't fucking know. Millian.
I can't
Millian.
Remember him. The mom was named, but I can look at the picture. I can Google a picture and pull it up and put it in the group. But she looked just
not
like
Lillian.
That damn mom.
Lillian.
And that shit used to trip me the fuck out. She was pale, too. She was like, she was super pale.
All right, Kitty, your turn. Tell us something early on, early ages. What'd you learn?
I learned, I definitely learned about friendship early on. Just like Ron, I went to multiple, well, grade two. I went to multiple schools when I was in elementary school. Honestly, the first set of years, I went to a all-black elementary school. At the time, it was called Washington Street Elementary. Now it's Washington Montessori, something another magnet school. It's got a whole bunch of extra people in it.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's a Montessori and a magnet. That's the whole bunch of M's, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's got a lot of stuff to it. So I ended up going to a county school. Back then, you either went to a city school or you went to a county school. And I dreaded having to go to a county school because I was like, the people out there, they're so different. They're country. And keep in mind, I lived in the country, but I went to a city school. Okay? So I begged my mama, no, let me finish here. She was like, no, I'm tired of driving you to school every day. No, ma'am. This is what you're doing. So that's where, if anybody ever hears me talk about my friend Manessa, I met Manessa when I was in the fifth grade because she was a new girl and I was a new girl, and we just attached ourselves to each other. And so when I tell you, like, my true definition of friendship started with her, because we became inseparable. And it ain't nothing now that you can do to be like, y'all not friends, bitch. I will pop you in your face for her. I've always been the fighter. She the mild one. She the mild, sweet one. Me, I'm a bust you in your face. We're not talking to you. I'm a bust you in your face. And when it came to that one, I will bust you in your face. She ain't going to fight you. I will.
You finish, so you learned in school that you was ignorant? Is that what you learned?
No, I wasn't ignorant.
I'm about to say, he got on me for fighting. And then she is talking about she's the fighter. You was a bully.
I was a fighter. I was not the bully. I was not a bully. I was like earlier today, because I've only been in, out of my whole life, I've been in like 3 or 4 fights. But I ain't never stole them.
That's a sign of a bully, because everybody was scared of you. They didn't want to fight you.
I never started the fight. I was somebody always hit me first.
Exactly.
But it was more, I had to defend myself. That's what that was. I had to defend myself. Why y'all gonna let people just beat on me? For the fuck? Why we do that at? Bitch, I will knock your head off. Well, knock your head clean off your motherfucking shoulders.
All right, so you said, what was this young lady's name again?
Her name is Manessa.
Manessa. Like Vanessa with an M.
But with an M, yeah.
Okay, off back, I think she's crazy, but go ahead.
Why? Because she's named after the Manasseh tribe in the Bible?
Manasseh, there's a person named Manasseh in the Bible?
There's a Manasseh tribe in the Bible.
Manasseh.
Manasseh, yeah.
All right, is her name Manasseh or Manessa?
Manessa.
All right, so that ain't after that fucking tribe, then.
It's my name is Jerusalem. What I tell you?
Her mother and father doing their own derision. Oh, they making it their own biblical terms. Oh, not, you know what I'm saying, Manessin. You know what I'm saying? They will call her, you know, Manessa. Why did they call her Messiah? Messianic. You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck they ain't do that? They want to make up shit. Okay. They should have went all the fucking way. Call her fucking God.
Really, damn it.
God is. Manessa God is.
Man, I'm going to get a damn song at this point.
With my bottle open.
But yeah. But then, you know, as I grew older, you know how you do have friends that you have, like, throughout high school and everything, and you have these friends. And then when you go off into the world, you know, they fall, some fall behind, but some stick. So that's definitely my best friend from childhood, like 30 years right there, off top.
Okay.
Even when she left to go to college and I left to go to college, that's still my best friend. While I did make new friends in college, was never like a competition type thing. Like, she She was like, if you made friends with this one, then I'm going to be friends with you too. Because she don't pick no raggedy. She don't do raggedy friends. And the raggedy friends that I did have, they ain't last much longer after high school. Because that one bitch tried to sleep with my baby daddy behind my back, and I was like, bitch, I will fight you.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That's not the topic. That is not the topic. You see, Dre, you see what she's doing?
Mm-hmm. What I do?
Mm-hmm. That's not the topic. That is not the topic.
The topic is what you learn.
Right, but listen, you said your baby daddy. That ain't grade school. That ain't high school.
No, I didn't have to go to college. No.
Exactly.
But okay, so education-wise, in high school, did you know what you wanted to do?
High school, nigga, I still don't know.
What did you tell yourself in high school? Like, this is what I want to do when I grow up. This is what I'm going to college for. What was it?
All right, so I didn't go to college for what I wanted to do. As a child, I've always been a nigga who talked back. I've always been a motherfucker who looked at shit from a different angle. My god sister and my god and her brothers and sisters, they used to think that my grandmother's name was Banana. And the reason they used to think her name was Banana, because I used to call my grandmother Nana, and I used to always say, but Nana, talking back to her, but Nana, but Nana, but Nana. So they ain't fucking hear but Nana, they just heard Banana. Say all that to say, I always wanted to be a lawyer growing up, because I wanted to always, you know what I'm saying, talk back to motherfuckers, fight back verbally. But I went to school and college to be a teacher. Doing neither one of those shits right now.
Nigga, you
but
want to
that's
teach
what
somebody?
I went to school for. What is that?
You wanted to teach somebody?
Early childhood education was my major.
That is my daughter's major.
And then when I was about to switch, because I realized I didn't really want to talk to children. I wanted to talk to somebody a little older that can talk back to me for, like, high school. Yeah, at that point, I was like, fuck school. I got to go. I gotta go. But yeah, so that's my answer. What's up, Dre? Answer the question. Your turn.
Well, I wanted to be a rapper. All I did was fucking the hotel. Like, that was my fucking life. And it didn't work because my stupid ass started selling drugs, and I didn't go to I was selling dope, working at Liberty and Bordery, and working at McDonald's. So technically, I had like 3 jobs. I wouldn't think about doing anything. All I wanted to do was survive.
Okay.
So that's... And what age was this? Shit, I started hustling when I was in like the damn 10th grade. So I was like, what, fucking 14, 15?
Gotcha. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What?
What
are we waiting a minute for?
The nigga said he graduated at 19. The nigga just said 10th grade was 14, 15.
Remember, he got held back for 2 years.
I'm saying, though, why they hold you back? I thought they held you back before that.
I told you when I came, when we moved back to the camp.
But when did you move back? At what age did you move back?
Shit, I moved back when I was in the 8th grade. And they said this
exactly.
shit didn't count.
So you should have been held back before then. It shouldn't have affected, you know what I'm saying, all those years.
No. I did 2 years of homeschool, bro. They said 2 years don't count. So they had to put me back 2 whole fucking grades.
What years they put you back?
When I moved back, it was the 8th grade, bro. I had to go back to the fucking 6th grade.
Right. So they moved you back in the 6th grade, right? So from 6th grade on, you should have been on course, right?
Supposed to be, but shit, evidently I wasn't.
Ever fucking gently. Imagine my bugging or you understand my math?
I see that you're trying. Okay, so if you was 19 when you graduated, so 11th grade was 18, 10th grade was 17. So you should have been 16 in the 10th grade.
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah.
That nigga don't know how old he was.
I was mad because the 11th grade, I had what's this shit called? Work release when you can down when you can work and shit, right?
That nigga was in
but
the jail.
No, that's what they called it. That's what they called it. It was like work release, and damn, you leave early because you know what I'm saying, you got the job and shit, right? And so that's what they called
that
it.
That is the only so question right there. That nigga was in the jail.
Shit. No, that's what they called it though. They called it fucking work release. Because if you had a job, you get to get out early. And so I got out of school at like damn.
I'm
like 12
sure
o'clock
they call it something different than that, Dre. I'm sure they call it something different than work.
I think they called
no,
it.
They called it early work.
It wasn't
it
work study.
Work. No,
it wasn't
was called early work release.
Early work release.
She said that nigga was in jail. That nigga was selling crack, got arrested, and got work release.
I never got arrested for damn for selling. I never got arrested. I never got busted for damn hustling. Thank God.
Oh shit, that's for me. Whew. All right. We're gonna leave Dre alone. All right, Dre. We're gonna leave you alone. I'm sorry, bro. All right, Kitty. What else? What's next?
No, I gotta answer the question. So wanted to be a buyer because I like clothes.
A buyer.
So, a buyer, yeah. A fashion buyer.
For
a store.
But I'm saying, but when you say a store, like a boutique for like Macy's, for like Prada.
Yeah, for Macy's. I want it to be for like big stores like Macy's, Belk's, Dillard's. Stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Because I wanted to be responsible for what people wore. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be able to do that. I did go to school. My major was fashion merchandising and design. I was originally supposed
sorry,
to go to the
I'm
Fashion
sorry,
Institute
sorry.
In Charlotte.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Hold on 1 second. Dre.
Yo.
You called her a bully earlier, right?
Yep.
And now she's saying that she wanted to go to school to bully people to tell them what the fuck to wear. Did she just say that?
No, that's not what I said.
No, I know.
Right. Is that what you said, Dre?
She had talked about this before. She basically, she wanted to be like, you know how you go, like, some people have their own personal stylist and they got to send people to go get shit or design it themselves.
Right.
Yeah. That part.
Nigga, why you just ain't follow my lead, nigga? Why you just ain't say yes? Why you just ain't say yes?
Okay.
It would have been much funnier if you'd have followed me, nigga. But no, you want to be a fucking friend. All right, nigga, I see where you're going with it. All right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just know that's how she, that's what she wanted to do because she has always said this shit.
This the same motherfucker to tell motherfuckers, if you walk outside with no drawers on, you're not my friend no more. This that chick.
No, it's not that you don't have on no draws. I'm okay sometimes you don't put on no draws. what it is that you need to have the right undergarments on. You need to have on a girdle if your ass is built like a busted biscuit cane.
A busted biscuit cane. Oh, shit. You said a bad can of Pillsbury?
Dre, am I lying or am I flying?
She's not lying.
Wait, why is Dre the fucking end-all on busted biscuit cases?
Because he know exactly what busted biscuit can I'm talking about.
I know the same chick. The bitch that had the yellow shit on. Is that what you're talking about?
Is that cool? Can I show you that thing? I don't know. Nigga, I be
I'm
throwing
done.
Shit. I don't know.
I'm done. I'm done. I don't pay me no mind. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
all right, so boom, y'all want to know something else I learned in school? School ages. I learned about motherfucking racism, okay? So, second grade, I'm in this black school, PS316, right? Middle of the hood, Crown Heights. Bruh.
Sorry, I got
to PS176, middle of Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, white neighborhood.
Brooklyn.
Very first fucking day of school. My mother, we don't have a car. We got to take the train. So we take the train. Now we got to walk. For some reason, my mother being the brilliant fucking woman she is, she knew that these people ain't like us. So she knew not to walk too close to their homes. So we walked in the street. We walked in the street. There was this old Italian woman. I'm going to assume she was Italian because it was an Italian neighborhood, and she spoke with an accent, even though I don't remember the accent. Had a house coat and was sweeping her porch. And proceeded to tell us niggas to get out of her neighborhood. The very first fucking day that I'm going to this school. And I'm saying to myself, I don't understand what's going on. If we were to talk to my mother, she may have it. Actually, my mother don't even fucking remember this because I've talked to her about it. You know what I'm saying? But that being said, I remember that and it left a fucking impression on me because I have never experienced racism face to face. I had experienced systemic racism because we was poor, we was, you know what I'm saying, on welfare, we was a
bit.
But I had never experienced face to face racism until right then. And that was what? 6 years old? About seven years old, maybe? Yeah, about 7 years old. So, yeah, that was crazy.
I definitely did not experience racism until I got to middle school. Fifth grade, you know, we recognize there's only one black boy in the whole fifth grade. Okay, all right. I came from a school where there was a lot of black people. Vanessa came from a school where there was a lot of black people, so we weren't used to that shit. So, but when we went to middle school, you know, we're starting to make more friends. And, you know, she's a cheerleader, and I'm in the band and chorus. So that was my thing. And I remember, I was telling Ron earlier, I had a friend named Tiffany and Cynthia. Yes, Cynthia. Called Tiffany a nigga lover.
I quickly went in hard on Cynthia.
I ain't get suspended for it, but I went hard in on that one. Have you? I ain't get suspended for that one. Dang,
Dre, that go through your bully comment. She was even righteous bully.
But I can't say nothing about that because, shit, we had a run-in with the Ku Klux Klan in my hood, so them motherfuckers burned a cross right there at the stoplight, right there in front of my project. And we threw rocks, bricks, everything we get a hand on, threw it to them motherfuckers, and then the damn police got mad.
Wait, what year was this?
That's why we called it the Bricks. That's why we called it the Bricks. That's why it got the name, the Bricks.
Ray, what year was this?
When we had our run-in with the Klan, that shit, goddamn, I was in the damn seventh grade.
because like, we had just moved back. That's the same time when
the
shit happened.
For the first time or the
here.
Second time, nigga?
No, this was the second time that I moved back because it happened, like, I think, like, a week or two after the shit when the Klan marched up here in Greensboro and they had that bullshit on Phillips because they was just marching, like, in every fucking town and they were just wilding the fuck out because, like, the part of Madison that I stayed in is, like, right up the road from Patrick County. In Patrick County, that's like one part you can go to Winston, another part you can go to Virginia. And they used to have the Ku Klux Klan meeting up that motherfucker. And them some of them bitches marched through our fucking hood and sat there and they burned a fucking cross in the middle of the road. But the police was sort of on their side because they told us not to bother them. But you sitting there in a black neighborhood, basically a majority of black fucking town, and you burning a fucking cross. Like, what the fuck?
Unacceptable.
I mean, this is the South. We understand it.
Right, because the motherfuckers, they didn't give a shit. The Klan didn't give a fuck back then. No motherfuckers were wild. They didn't give a damn. They was outnumbered or not.
I'm saying, though, but,
They walked through Antioch, Kansas, and had a shootout.
What year
are
you talking about? You said 7th grade. What year was that?
Yeah. That damn Antioch campus. That was,
what year was
they
it?
Marched through I remember Salt and Pepper just dropped their second album. That was 88.
All right. Yeah. It was the reason I asked for a year because I'm trying to get like a so when 88, I was in high school by 88, but like, and maybe if you go 5 years earlier than that, 83, 84 ish. I was in junior high school, and these motherfuckers on Halloween chased us home. And like, first of all,
huh?
Our parents should have even let us come to school. But when they came to let us come to school,
no,
they let us fucking come to school. And when we get out of school, all these fucking white boys is chasing us through the fucking streets to the train station so we can get home. I say that to say that racism back then, whether in the South or the North, was just like common practice. You know what I mean? And and I would say it was common practice outwardly up until maybe the early 90s. Because I remember the early 90s in college, we went into a Klan meeting, a Klan rally too. But they said it was a union meeting, but yeah, they didn't look like union.
Yeah, that shit. That killed me with that shit, a union fucking meeting. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. We ain't stupid.
That shit ain't look like a union rally to me. So, Kitty. All right, Kitty.
What?
You said that you were a singer, right?
I did, yeah.
Well, solid
you said that
R&B, singer slash dance.
Niggas said, let go. Niggas called you Marilyn McCool. I'm done. You also talked about, like, extracurricular activities.
Mm-hmm.
What extracurricular activities did you get into that you still interested into today as a child, that in that age range?
Oh, I definitely dance. I haven't danced in a long time. And I'd be wanting to go to parties, but I'd be working. But dancing, I still sing when I want to. I sing in the car all the time. I sing in the shower. I used to want to sing back up because I was like, I don't want to be in the front. I'll sing back up for somebody.
Drake,
so the things that I did in high school, I traded in my flute to be on the flag team and dance for the band. I traded my flute in for that because I played the flute and the piano. And oh yeah.
And I still like watching the Flag Girls and stuff. Huh?
Why couldn't she do both?
You how am I gonna dance and play the flute at the same time? And twirl the flag all at the same time.
Oh, you mean like during football games? It's, all right. My bad. It's part of the band. My bad. I don't know what y'all be doing. We ain't got shit like that. We ain't got no fucking band in no fucking in the city. We ain't got none of that shit. We got a band in the classroom. The band don't come out the classroom, nigga. The band stay in the classroom.
Nigga, we was on the field Friday night. Listen. And yeah. Then when parade came,
no
every Saturday morning.
We barely had a basketball team in my school.
Oh, Lord. Bless
we
your
had
heart.
A girls' basketball. Well, all right, so, boom. My first 2 years of high school, I went to Washington Urban, 87 and 88. And 86, Washington Urban became co-ed. So, when I got to school in 87, the only dudes in the school was freshmen and sophomores. There were no seniors and juniors that were men. They were all females. So that being said, we ain't had no fucking basketball team. It was a girls' basketball team, and it was good. But the dudes ain't had no basketball team. Then I got kicked out that school. I went to alternative school. They ain't had no fucking basketball team. Then I got kicked out that school. Went to another alternative school. We had a basketball team and we won a championship, but we was playing convicts. So what fucking doing? What kind of fucking championship is that? You play niggas that fight and chase you home.
This nigga playing the last yard.
You stupid. The last free throw.
This nigga. He's shaving points.
You stupid. You stupid. Yo, all right, so it's funny you say that because a dude, all right, the high school I graduated from is called University Heights High School. Doesn't exist anymore. All right? It's what you call an alternative high school. It's like a last stop. Like either you go graduate from here or you get you a GED or you're not going to graduate. The choice is yours. So one of the dudes, I forget his last name, but his first name was Kevin. He goes to my school. The reason he went to my school is because prior to that, the motherfucker was so nice in basketball. When he went to high school originally, he was so good, Kentucky recruited him. He ends up saying, fuck school, Kentucky sent me a scholarship offer, stops going to school, never graduates. The motherfucker still showed up on Kentucky's campus like, well, too bad. They sent me a scholarship. Nigga, Kentucky and they fucking corrupt ass was like, yup, we gave him a scholarship and he showed up. We don't know what happened, but we here and tried to play the nigga. Yes. They end up getting, that was, if you look back, there was a scandal, a college scandal in the early 90s, late 80s, and he was involved in that. So he ended up having to leave Kentucky, come back. At this time, I was going to school in the Bronx. Come back to the Bronx, go to school, and finish his high school career to get his high school diploma. He played on our team, and so we won a championship. So. It was a little unfair because this nigga was nice and everybody in the league. So it was what it was.
Dang.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, one of my other extracurricular activities, I videotaped. I was the videographer for the boys and the girls basketball team.
So you were involved in all the court.
Huh? What'd you say?
Basketball team, you was videoing boys and girls. And for the football team, you was in the band or the dance team?
I did dance only for the band.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then I was on student council. Like, I did stuff in high school. I did stuff.
What about you?
Because we were told if we didn't. Huh?
Dre, you were on a dance team too?
Not the dance team.
No. I played basketball.
I didn't see he was on dance team.
I don't know. I was just curious whether he was on a dance team before his dumbass crack career.
No, but shit. If it wasn't, like I said, if it wasn't hip hop, I wouldn't fucking with it. We had our dance group, though. We used to break dance like a motherfucker. That's about as close to dance as a dance team I got to. I remember my damn cousin was on the girls' dance team. His mom and them talking about he wasn't gay. That son of a bitch is fruity as hell. Then he wound up being a cross-dresser and everything. That old cupcake ass. Always snitching on people
nice.
And shit.
That's nice.
So did you learn that boys on the dance team end up being girls in real life?
He no listen to you.
I thought he
was talking to me about some gay person.
We knew that it's coming up as kids. You can tell when a motherfucker is sweet, man. I don't give a fuck how the motherfucker always crying, but always wanted to stick up under motherfucking the girls and shit. Always want to stick up under his mama. Then, like, we sitting there at the crib and shit. This motherfucker walking around in his mama's damn heels and shit. Like, come on, man. This motherfucker was suspect as hell. And she died like she didn't know it.
She ain't know.
And with forever telling those motherfuckers, they playing with me too, bruh. They want to wrestle. They want to play basketball. I don't want to do that stuff. Like, man, get the fuck out of here.
They want to rap. They not that good.
Because he said wrestle.
Oh. Oh, I thought you were saying rap. Sorry, my bad.
Silly as hell.
Sorry, my bad. My bad, though. I thought you were saying rap. I thought you were saying rap.
All right. I got one more for y'all.
Okay.
Those ages, what did you learn about romance?
I ain't know nothing about no romance at that age. The fuck?
You ain't. All right, so.
I know I had a crush. Like, I learned about crushes. I ain't
know
about no romance.
There we go. Talk about the young child.
I don't know about no romance. But I remember a couple of boys I had a crush on, right? Tell y'all something. Dre witnessed one of my crushes one homecoming.
That shit was funny.
So it's this guy. He was.
I'm sorry. The homecoming part of this story, should we let Kitty tell it or should we let Dre tell that part?
Hey, I was so damn drunk, and then when she was explaining it, that's what made it so funny. I let her explain.
Okay.
That shit was funny.
Okay. Continue, Kitty.
Okay. So it was this guy named Lamont. His first name was really Casanova, but his mama named him Casanova Lamont. But he just went by Lamont. So
I ain't gonna lie to you.
I had a crush on him from the time.
It's nothing gay about me. But that nigga sounds sexy. That nigga Casanova Lamont. That nigga sounds sexy. I'm not gonna lie. I can't say that.
I mean,
boy,
your name
Casanova.
If your name Casanova and you ugly, something's wrong. That shit is not matching. Your name got to be
right.
Name
it don't
Casanova.
Matter. Like, you got to be a fly nigga.
Fly.
Your name is and then Lamont.
You
nigga, you got the love. Every nigga who got a love in his name always got pussy in my. Yo, every nigga Lamar. Lamont, you know what I'm saying? LaRod, all the law niggas, they always got pussy. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Man, I'm sorry.
So,
So I had like a huge crush on him. Keep in mind, he was friends with my brother. So when they would come down to the house, I'd be like, oh, God, he's coming over. Like, oh, my God. So went through high school, everything. I don't think he done paid me no mind. He ain't paid me no mind. I was like, oh, my God, he's so fine. I wrote him a little letter and everything. Like, he's so fine.
He's so fine.
And he's like, no. I know, right? I had a heartbreak. So fast forward. It's been what? I see, I'm 41. So it was my 39 year before I was it before I went to go be a flight attendant, Trey? Yeah, it was right before I started to be a flight attendant.
Yeah.
Because that was the last homecoming I got to go to. So we at the party, right? Me and Dre, we drunk as shit, we having a good time. Another guy I went to high school, you know, I knew from growing up, he came home for it. Which is fine, because we see him all the time, right? So this time, he brings the mic to the club. And I'm like, oh, my God, I ain't seen you forever. Keep in mind, this nigga's still fine. Okay? Not everybody ages well. This nigga's still fine. So, now keep in mind, the adult image is different than the high school image. Okay?
Uh-oh.
Different. Whole different breed of a human. Different. I was a little shy in high school. I was a little shy.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh that hard. I'm sorry. My bad. That laugh might have been disrespectful. No, it wasn't. Please continue.
No. Because I get it. I get it. Like, yo, I was a different human at that point. this nigga was buying drinks for me. He was like, oh, man, it's so good to see you. He trying to rub up on me and all this shit. Heck.
That shit was funny as hell. And then my stupid ass come bopping up over there. The nigga was like, who this? He thought I was a boyfriend. I'm like, no, nigga.
I was like, no, nigga, that's my best friend. That's my best friend. He was like, oh, you ain't got no man? Nigga, if you don't get out of here.
That motherfucker was all hands on too, boy. That shit was funny.
Oh my God, nigga, really? Like, you ain't want me with, like, keep in mind, I need y'all to understand. I may not have had all this ass and these hips in high school because I hadn't started getting loose in the world, but I definitely had these titties. So, and I definitely had this face, but my face really ain't changed except for the glasses.
The funniest part, though, Ron, she's trying to whisper and tell me about this nigga, right? Mind you, the music is loud as hell, so she's loud while she's whispering and she's drunk.
I don't know why y'all know me. Nigga didn't want to give me no play in high school.
This nigga is standing behind the. I mean, his nigga was full pelvis pumps. This nigga was Bobby Brown's pelvis pumps. This nigga was all on. He was ass on hands. Well, that shit was funny as fuck.
So let me get this straight. Let me see if I get this straight. Kitty is drunk off the money that Casanova spent to buy her drinks. And then she's talking to Andre, saying that this nigga ain't getting no pussy because he thought he was the shit in high school. Now he want to love him for me. But yeah, Pretty Lamont.
She just said that, I don't know why y'all up on me. Nigga didn't want to give me no play in high school. Now y'all up on me. Get off my butt, sir. That shit was so fucking funny, man.
He was on my butt.
Yeah, because homecoming is usually cold. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's usually chilly. It was hot as a motherfucker that day. I think it was like 80.
I don't even remember what I had on. Normally I can remember what I wear.
We had on shorts and short sleeves. It was hot that day. It was hot as fuck. That shit was crazy as fuck. That shit was a classic moment.
Is that a mosquito?
And she talked about it. I don't know why y'all up on me. He didn't want to give me no play in high school.
He made me feel like I was some ugly little girl that was trying to talk to him. Then, nigga, I ain't ugly. And one thing I ain't is ugly.
And then trying to tell my butt, talking about some you going, y'all coming out tonight.
He had so many bras in high school, he was Casanova. He didn't know what to do with them. Like, a name was Casanova. You could not be faithful. I'm going to fuck with nobody. Say. A nigga named Casanova. A nigga name was Casanova. Ain't no way in the hell he was faithful in high school. I'm sorry.
Nigga, both his names is pussy getting names, Casanova and Lamar. I ain't just mine.
Exactly.
Nigga.
He
could have
been fucking faithful.
The Mont.
Ain't no
the
way
mountain.
In the hell he was faithful in high school.
Come climb the mountain, bitch. No, I'm saying, like, come
listen,
on.
Listen, if I was a different person, nigga, I would have put all my ass on that nigga's face that night. But I'm a different person. So,
well, I don't know the person that you are, because if you're the person that I thought that you should be, you should have suffocated him with your vulva.
I could have. Because he was like, y'all coming back out tonight? What y'all doing? I'm trying to be wherever you are. Nigga, the fuck? What?
Nigga, the first place I'm going is to my bank account, to the deposit part of it. That's the first place I'm going. Ray, what did you learn about? What did you learn about love at that age, if anything?
You still there, Drake?
Yeah.
You there, nigga?
See, the thing is, I grew up on a fucking farm, first of all. So, my uncles were hoes, but they were respectful hoes. So, they had to deal, you know what I'm saying? They made sure that I knew about, you know what I'm saying, how to treat a woman and all that bullshit. But the thing was, I never forget it. Remember when they used to send the sexual education shit, and they would send you home with a little pamphlet to talk to your parents, and they had a condom staple to the motherfucking shit? All right, so look.
No, they did not do that with myself.
I got to the crib, and I showed my mama the pamphlet. She freaks out because she seen the condom, and she didn't want to have to talk. So she was like, I don't know what to say, blah, 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 blah. When did your daddy get home? So Pops, you know what I'm saying? He got home late and shit. So I'm sitting there just looking at this pamphlet, and I'm just fumbling through the motherfucking shit. My fucking Uncle Keith, God rest his soul, he had this chick he was fooling with called Ernest King. She was bad as shit. Red bone. She was fine as fuck. So this fool was trying to find a condom. Remind you, they got the condom stapled to the goddamn pamphlet. So this motherfucker ripped the damn condom off. He said, I need to do this right quick. I'm going to talk to you in a little bit when I get done. We're going to talk about this whole thing right here, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck you need to use the damn balloon for? Because I'm sitting there like, I'm lost.
This nigga got a balloon.
I'm lost. I don't know what the fuck is going on. So this stupid nigga, he in there with her, and all I hear is smack, 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 smack. He going to work. I'm sitting in on the bed, waiting for this nigga to come through. Then they'll talk to me about the tablet, watching Kung Fu Theater. Chill. He comes back in the damn room, sweating up a damn storm. He said, you ready to have this talk? And I'm like, yeah, I'm ready. I'm going ahead and sit down and talk. He was like, well, first thing you want to do is be respectful to the woman. You know what I'm saying? Wine and dine her. Don't call her out of her name. And I was like, okay, what is calling her out of her name? Don't you want to call her by her name? He was like, you don't want to call her a hoe or a bitch. He got straight to the point. This nigga cussing and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, damn, what the hell is going on? And he was like, yeah, you know, you want to get the wine, the flowers, the candy and everything. Be respectful. And you know what I'm saying? Just be respectful to the women. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, so what did you do with the joint? Don't worry about that. You're asking too many questions. And it's like, sometimes you're going to get these feelings in your body, and your little thing going to get hard, and this, that, and the third. And I'm like, what the fuck is this nigga talking about? Like, he's trying to explain it to me, but he's breaking it down. And I'm like, okay.
what the hell is going on? So my stupid ass, they gone, he outside with her or whatever. I goes in his room and hit the VCR. Nigga had Vanessa Del Rio. All I remember seeing, was they fucking. And I'm like, oh, shit, what the fuck is this? And then the dude in the joint, he had the damn, you know what I'm saying, he had the condom on. Because one of them, she had one scene, she had a condom. And he had the joint, shit, so that's what that's for. I'm like, okay, cool. So now watching the shit. Fast forward, we go to school the next day. And I seen this girl I wanted so bad. Fucking white chick, man. Her name is Vicky Joy. May she rest in peace. So she still had the template. My stupid ass not thinking. I'm like, yo, I know how to use that. And she's like, what? And I'm like, this right here. And I'm sitting there pointing at the damn the condom and shit. She's like, oh, really? How you use it? My parents didn't want to talk to me about it, blah, 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 blah. And my stupid ass was getting ready to put the argument, yank my pants down and show exactly what to do with that motherfucker. And once again, Miss Webb, with her cock-blocking ass, coming down the hallway, and she seen us fucking talking. And she took me to the damn, to the fucking office and shit. And they sat down, they talked to me or whatever, and I almost got kicked out of school. And I'm trying to figure out to this day what the hell was Miss Webb doing on our hallway. She was been upset with the third grade. I never understood this. She was hating. She was a blocker. She was a blocker, man.
All right, so boom. All right, let's wrap this up, right? What overall stands out to you from those ages? Like, for me, when I think about what stands out to me in my school years is the difference educationally between white schools and black schools. I've seen it. You know what I mean? Educationally, the what happens in a high school when it's 75% girls. You know what I mean? That dynamic of a school is very interesting. When you are a young man and you have to take public transportation from your black neighborhood to that white neighborhood to get to school. You know what I mean? Like, those are some of the things that I learned in those years, going to school and just being peripheral to the school. The one thing I would like to share, right, is that I had a teacher called Mr. James Noble, and he was my teacher in the fifth grade, and it was the DeMeo twins in my school. So the fourth grade, the DeMeo twins, was the fourth grade? No, I think it was the No, he was my fifth grade teacher, so the fifth grade going to sixth grade. All right. So he's my fifth grade teacher. And he told me that year I was going to be the first one of his students to go to jail. And who the fuck are you to tell me that shit, you fucking crack-ass cracker? And why would you put that on any of your fucking students? The funny thing is, the next year, going into sixth grade, the DeMeo twins both go to jail. But I say all that to say that stuck with me. You know what I'm saying? All those years. So the things that these teachers say to us during those formative years will stick with us. And if there's any teachers who are listening, just remember that the shit that you say to these students could fucking scar them for life. Because that shit that nigga said to me has stuck with me until this day, however many years later. So, all right, that's me. So, anybody else? Who next?
That's D.
That's not good. You shouldn't say that to a kid. Is he still teaching?
Did he get fired at some point?
No idea, but his name is James Noble. He's probably dead by now. You know what I'm saying? But even if he's not, that's his name. I mean, we're talking about being in fifth grade, so we're talking about what?
50 years ago. 84.
He was probably in his 30s, 40s. You know what I mean? So. But yeah, that's what that is. So what would y'all say is something that stands out to y'all in y'all overall educational journey?
My school experience was so good. Like, I didn't have a bad school experience. Like, I didn't. As we, you know how you have teachers who left, while your impression was not a good impression, there are some teachers who leave good impression on kids. I had multiple teachers who left, like, really good impressions. And it's so funny, as my daughter went through school, a couple of those teachers again, and they're like, this is your daughter? You know? So that's why I asked, was this man still teaching? Because this is possible to do, is that some of these suckers are still teaching. Because definitely my fifth grade teacher, my fifth grade math teacher, was my daughter's fifth grade math teacher. My marine biology teacher in high school was my daughter's regular biology teacher in high school. So, but I will say that I did have teachers who left, like, really good impressions on me in school. And that was Miss Catterman and Miss Stockwell and Coach Trammell. And Dr. Rowe. That's mine.
Well, I was about, like, wrong, man. I had this teacher, this motherfucker, his name, Mr. Bresenham, and he was one of the most solidest racist motherfuckers I've ever seen in my life. So this motherfucker, in the middle of the class, we supposed to be doing this little presentation or whatever. This nigga decides, that's why, this when I figured that most teachers, they don't have coffee in their damn coffee mug. I don't give a fuck nobody say, a lot of them motherfuckers just talk. So this motherfucker stood up, and he proceeds to say, look around at your classmates. Half of them are going to be locked up in jail or either turn out to be murderers. And we sitting there like, what the fuck? Like, nigga, how you going to say this shit like that? You know, you don't know what the fuck is going to happen to us. So this motherfucker said, majority of the black people in here, they end up right down the street down there in Wentworth. They're going to be in jail. So one of my favorite teachers, probably my favorite teacher of all time, named Miss Kemp. And Miss Kemp was cool with my mama, my grandma, all of them, and she was right across the hall. And she heard that motherfucker say that shit. When I tell you she came in that motherfucker and just went off on this dude in front of, like, the entire class, like, she cussed him out so bad, the principal had to come down there and see what the hell was going on, because all he heard was a bunch of yelling. So she, you know what I'm saying, she telling him, you shouldn't be telling us, we're going to be locked up, this, that, and the third, yada, yada, yada. She going off on him. And so after school, Miss Kemp, like, where the middle school was, like, right across the street, my cousin's house is right there, and then my grandma's house is right across the street. So me and my cousin, Ron, we walking to the crib and shit. And Miss Kemp was like, hold on, boys. She walked us across the street. And so she was letting us know, don't pay Mr. Buzzhand no attention and all this other crap. And my grandma was coming out. She thought something had happened because she seen Miss Kemp walking in. And then Miss Kemp told my grandma what had happened. Grandma gets pissed off. She goes in the house and told my grandpa. Grandpa done went up, loaded up the shotgun. This nigga goes up to the school and was spazzing out on him. I don't know what. And was getting ready to pull the gun out on him and shoot it. It was some straight up OG shit. So my shit was, man, my childhood school shit was like some of the best and some of the worst moments ever. Because, like, the little small ass town we from, we had racist ass teachers. We had the Klan. Like, shit was just crazy as fuck, man.
Okay. What? Oh, I was like, who the hell is out here walking? That was a neighbor. Why she look like she done gained some weight?
Who?
The girl that lived downstairs.
Who was
I? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she walking like Nick D. Oh, yeah. So, Ron, are you still there? I think Ron fell asleep.
No, I'm here.
Oh, you weren't saying that. I don't even know
where I was over there looking.
You was what?
I was looking for my lighter. Don't judge me.
Okay. Well,
Ron was quiet. He didn't say anything. I think you sleep. You see, you just fucking sleep shaming. You a bully.
I'm not no bully. Stop calling me a bully. How am I a bully?
That nigga said you was sleep shaming him. That's funny.
I'm just saying.
When he get quiet, he be asleep.
See, now she's stereotyping.
It do kind of look like your head, though, Ron.
Now I'm stereotyping.
She being a sleeper.
Nigga.
And don't think I didn't hear that, Drake. Fuck you, too. How about that?
Say what?
He said, do look like your head, Ron. Like, what the fuck look like my head, Drake? What looks like my head, Drake?
Because you do be sort of kind of dozing off.
Nigga, I ain't gonna hold you, nigga.
It's understandable. I mean, I can't say shit because my medication had me so wired last week. I missed a whole goddamn show. I slept from fucking 2:30 to goddamn 2:30 in the morning. I got a whole 12 hours of sleep last week. Didn't even know it.
That's the same pill that Big Boy gave to them girls that didn't even know it.
Right.
All right, so Dre, what's one thing that, know what I'm saying, one thing that the years in school that sticks out to you?
So what
did you answer and I was fucking, know what I'm saying, sleeping?
I answered mine. You was on a lighter hunt. You was looking for your smoke.
No, I got smoke. No, the smoke I got. Is this that I was looking for?
And it go better sound like the Lil Wayne mixtape. Click, 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 click.
I'm just saying. I feel good, Lord, over. Like, definitely know. All right, so boom. Before we, you know what I'm saying, get up out of here and the minds get the fucking, you know what I'm saying, watch the video talking. If there was one thing, I said, before we get out of here and the minds get the white lady to sing it, you know what I'm saying, or talking or whatever I said about the white lady. If there was one thing about your educational experience up to college that you would change, what is it?
Go ahead, man. My bad.
I would have taken more language classes.
like, foreign language classes. I would have. Because my foreign language was just Japanese. So I would have taken Spanish, Japanese. So yeah, I would have done more with that, and I would have, yeah.
Right.
That's the only thing I would have changed.
Right. Well, what's up with you, Drake?
Me, I would have took my ass to damn school and went to art school like I was supposed to.
And what makes you think you were supposed to go to art school?
Because I took art my whole fucking damn high school, middle school. That was my shit. I used to draw fucking, like, I would get a comic book and I would read all the shit. And then, especially when, well, you old enough, Ron. You is older than me. When Conan the Barbarian had a comic book strip, right? And I used to draw them shits. I used to draw that shit. Like, I would draw it, but I draw it the way I like to do it. And then, man, old boy, he was trying to send us to damn school, and me and my boy, we were so caught up in the fucking hustling, we was like, fuck it, we didn't want to do this shit. I knew what I knew now,
and look at your name.
My ass to school. I don't want to art school.
Why did boys always want to be drug dealers and hustlers?
Those are the options that they give us as males.
They didn't give y'all no other options?
I mean, when I say that, I mean, when you speak about quick money, you know what I mean?
Right.
They don't let us know that, one, quick money is very easy money to get. They also don't let us realize that quick money is just that, quick come, quick go. They also don't teach us the importance of the long game. So we don't look at the long game. We always look at the short game. So if you're always looking at the short game, you start looking at ways to manipulate that short game so that short game gets shorter, doesn't get longer. You know what I mean? So we're looking at the wrong shit. So that's, you know what I'm saying, the answer to your question, I think. But now, to answer my question of something that I think I would change, I don't know if I would change it, but one thing that was hard for me is living in a black neighborhood but going to school in a white neighborhood. Because when I come home, dudes in my building went to school with all these motherfuckers around us, but I don't know these motherfuckers. I don't know none of these motherfuckers. I ain't go to school with none of these motherfuckers. I know y'all from, you know what I'm saying, in the park. I know y'all from, you know what I'm saying, the movie theater. But I don't know y'all motherfuckers. I ain't go to school with you. I don't know you. You don't live in my building. Who the fuck is you? So that was like kind of rough for me. So I don't know if I would change that, because that means I wouldn't go to school in the white neighborhood, and they definitely gave me a bad education. So it was just something that was rough. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Mhm. I get it.
See, that's that bullshit right there. You said mhm. What I said?
I said mhm. Yeah, I get it.
What
you
I
talked
said.
About going to a white school while living in a black neighborhood, and you didn't know them niggas in your neighborhood and stuff.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I had the question. You were making me feel insecure. You were making me feel like you didn't care about me. I'm sorry, Kitty. You were making me feel inadequate. I'm sorry. I have to go to counseling. You're making me feel like less of myself. I feel fat. I don't feel ugly. I don't know how to feel. I don't even love myself anymore.
You know you're not fat.
Yeah, how the fuck you ain't say, nigga, you know you're not ugly? Wait a fucking minute. Why the fuck you stop? And I gave you time, nigga. I gave you a pause. I gave you a minute of space right there. You said nothing about ugly. Why?
That's that petty shit I be talking about. That's that petty
That's
shit.
That petty shit, Dre. Nigga said, you know you're not fat! Exclamation point. I'm shutting up now. The fuck is that about? What about ugly, nigga? Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's what I fucking should have did. I wouldn't have to put over this shit. Some bullshit.
No, shut it up.
But hurt my feelings.
That nigga Paul, waited for you to say. He waited. He gave you a couple extra minutes to say he was not ugly. He paused and waited and waited.
Dre, did you keep that? You peeped it, Dre, right? You saw how I waited, right? I was patient.
He gonna tell me I'm fine like Lamont.
Like Lamont.
She gonna tell me I'm fine like Lamont. And not all Lamonts are fine, because my cousin's husband is ugly.
This nigga said my cousin. What the fuck?
What the fuck is a cousin? Is that your second cousin?
That's what I'm about to say. What the hell is a cousin?
No, my cousin's husband.
Oh.
Oh, your cousin's husband. All right. Obviously, have my cousin.
I thought she said my cousin too. I was like, what the fuck is a cousin? That nigga is super cousin.
No.
That's
my
cousin's
husband is ugly.
Wait, all right. Hold on. When you say he's ugly, I don't know about, you know what I'm saying? Because you ain't saying nothing about my handsomeness neither. So I don't know if I fucking, you know what I'm saying, appreciate your skill.
No. I ain't never called you ugly.
No. You don't
have
a second chance, nigga.
No. I did not call you ugly, Ronald.
Yo, Dre, how long did I pause? Dre, did I pause for at least 15 seconds?
Yeah, you gave me about 15 seconds.
I distinctly said this nigga ugly. I'm not going to call you ugly because you're not ugly, ugly.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is why me and you ain't getting along. That's why I don't fuck with her. That's the reason right there that me and her go fucking fight. No doubt.
Nigga, I fight. I don't care.
See, nigga, I fight. See, that goes back to Dre's comment about you being a bully. See, we all been on point all night long. You the one that's in denial. You can swim that river by yourself.
Whatever.
Just a fucking baby.
Then beat that white girl up, call her a nigga lover, saying her friend was a nigga
well,
lover.
She did not,
kill
she
a girl
did not
up call
my friend Tiffany a nigga lover.
Dre, notice she didn't say I didn't beat that girl up. Notice she didn't say that. She said she should
right.
have in her fucking mouth and call my friend a nigga lover. That's what she said.
She beat that bitch with a stick. She beat that bitch with a stick. She beat that bitch with a stick.
No, the words is to that song, I beat that bitch with a bat.
Oh, bat. Yo.
Actually, it's I beat my bitch with a bat.
No, it's not because it's Remy Ma. No, it wasn't Remy Ma, was it? Wait a minute, it was the other girl. Rod did. I beat
Remy
that
Ma.
Bitch with a bat.
Okay.
Jeez.
What the? But it was a bat. It was a bat, not a stick. You're right.
We do know it was a bat involved.
I don't know if that was a sexual comment or not, nigga. I don't know how to take that.
Wait.
A bat and a ball. I don't know. Maybe that was some misogynistic shit. I don't know. We'll never know. What we do know for sure is that I gave this nigga at least 15 seconds to say something, and she just said, nah, you know you ain't dumb, ugly.
I didn't say
so,
you was dumb.
You're
I
dumb.
Said, nigga, you know you not fat.
Oh, you're fat. So it wasn't even smart. It was just fat. It's just, I just don't eat. So all you're saying is that I just don't eat. I ain't got nothing to offer nobody else. I know how to just not put food in my mouth. Yeah, you ain't shit. No doubt. Yeah. I don't even know if I like you anymore. I used to be your friend. Now you say you ain't that. So all you saying for the people out there listening, I didn't even have like
that. You're not ugly, friend. And you're not stupid, friend. You are an awesome person, friend.
Dre, how do you put up with her, Dre? Dre, how do you do this, Dre?
I call that nigga fat every day. I call that nigga ugly every day. I walk in the house and I be like, hey, fat stuff.
Or, you're hey, a fucking bully. Why are you being a bully? Why are you fucking weight shaming? You was fucking, what kind of shaming was she doing to me earlier, Dre?
I'm fat.
I don't know if I like you anymore.
But you ain't got to like me.
Nigga, you ain't got to like me. Where the white woman at, nigga? Oh, shit, that was funny. All right. Dre, question. Did you see the video I put in the office?
Oh, yeah, I seen it about a week or two ago on down TikTok. That little girl was...
Who won, the boy or the girl?
To me, the way she was jabbing that motherfucker, the damn girl was tearing his ass up.
Now, you do know that she was good.
But he got her when he backed down in the corner, but she was lighting his ass up. That little bitch, yeah, she's probably beating somebody's daughter right now in school.
Yo, her man got problems.
Exactly. Whoever she married, whoa, God, he better ask like he
Why
got some fucking
should I
sense.
Listen to anything you got to say, nigga? I will whip your ass.
Yeah, that little motherfucker, she's crucial. She should be. She gonna be a damn UFC fighter or something. She that motherfucker. You ought to see the comments on this shit on TikTok. That shit, my motherfucker was going crazy. It's like, ain't no way in the hell my daughter, I can have a daughter like that. She'll be trying to try me.
That's what bullets are for. Ask Marvin Gaye father.
What?
Oh, you stupid. This nigga here, he said that's what bullets is for. Ask Marvin Gaye's father. God, kill the white lady. This nigga, you went out like, damn, wrong.
Ain't nobody make bullets, Ron. Oh, shut up.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying, though, I ain't wrong.
Whatever.
Anyways.
What
a white woman.
She in her skin, and when she jump out, you jump in. Football
is damn, nigga, look at that clicking.
Because I was scrolling, and I was answering a text message, bitch.
Well, don't be answering the text message. Answer the question that I put out there. And I've been drinking and smoking, so I don't even remember what it was.
What?
I don't know.
You said what, white lady?
What?
You said where the white lady?
I said something before that.
What did you say before that?
I don't fucking remember.
Then it was not important.
It was to me at the time.
Well, clearly it's not.
Fuck you, young lady. How about that?
I don't care. You can say whatever you want to say.
Do what I want that. You don't get a little goddamn.
Okay. Don't be caring. And don't.
DBC.
And don't be caring. Okay, I'm tired.
Right, I gotta go.
I gotta finish these papers in the morning. I'm tired. All right. So next week, I'm on call this month. So I don't know where the hell I'll be. I don't know if I'll be on a trip or coming back. Well, that's my last day of reserve next week. So either I'll be coming in or so, yeah, I don't know yet. But I'm here. So we'll determine what happens come next week. So enjoy the holiday weekend. Don't drink too much. I ain't doing shit but homework.
I hear that. Stimulate your brain, Queen.
I'm sick of this shit. I'm ready for this shit to be over. That's how I feel. I just want it to be over.
I know you say you've been singing on your life, but please don't sing on this show.
Shut the front door.
Oh, that's not nice.
You shut up now. Talking to you.
No. All right, Kitty.
All right, we're out of here. Y'all be good. Holler.
Deuces.